Dining outdoors became even more in vogue during the pandemic. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Josh Draper, lecturer in the School of Architecture at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute, discusses how to make it even safer moving forward.
COVID has turned our cities inside out, forcing us to reconsider our streets. In New York City, the Open Restaurants program responded to the threat COVID posed with standards for outdoor dining, transforming the city with thousands of structures varying from the nearly ramshackle to the luxurious to the visionary. Friendship Cabins, designed by researchers at the Center for Architecture, Science, and Ecology, CASE, is an outdoor dining installation at Peach's Kitchen and Bar in Brooklyn, New York. The cabins are enclosed, isolating diners and enhancing protection for servers. They're constructed using Friendship bottles, a prototype interlocking plastic bottle that is designed to upcycle as a building component. This both keeps plastic out of the environment while retaining their embodied energy. The structures are designed for 105-mile-an-hour winds, stronger than Hurricane Sandy, and shake table tested. Easy to build, modular, and movable, the cabins envision flexible urban programming that can be shifted for street maintenance, expanded, or upgraded, all using local waste as its main building component. Their translucent walls produce kaleidoscopic effects with sun during the day and vehicle headlights at night. While part of a working restaurant, Friendship Cabins are also research testbeds. Near-term efforts include renewably powered lighting and ventilation systems with advanced sensing to address a hard lesson of COVID. Even now, air in restaurants is under-addressed and under-regulated. How can businesses measure and provide healthier, cleaner air going forward? How does the restaurant industry develop a new kind of resilient hospitality? Efforts towards urban resiliency are complex. Friendship Cabins begin to imagine a new way to inhabit city streets that could democratize the building process using local waste while enhancing our health, safety, and experience.
That was Josh Draper of Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you. Advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.